The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome, welcome friends, welcome members, welcome everyone to be here together. It is good to be here together. And this Sunday we celebrate the Feast of All Saints. As we remember, as we hold space, as we remember the hope that is called this year. And together, we will encounter God in word and in sacrament and in the presence of each other. Let us begin today with the words printed in our bulletin. We gather today surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses.
We remember those who have gone before us in faith.
Their love, their courage, their prayers still shape our lives.
We are one with them in the body of Christ.
This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad, for the saints of God are with us.
And I invite all those who can stand to stand now, knowing that if you cannot stand, the church stands with and for you. Friends, and members of this congregation, who now rest in God's eternal peace. We also come seeking the peace that only God can give, that we might be reconciled to one another and to God through the love revealed in Jesus Christ. So let us enter into this time of remembrance and reconciliation in silence. Congregation to be seated now. And we invite all those who wish to come forward and light one of our candles on our side altar, and it's the electric one, so just flip the candle light on. And if you brought a picture or a memento of a loved one that you'd like to put on the side altar, you are invited to do that as well. And we're going to take some space and some time for all those who wish to come forward to do so in light of you. And as that occurs, we will just remain in the silence of the presence of God with us.
Let us pray.
O God, we remember with thanksgiving those whom we have loved, those who walked with you on earth and who now rest from their labors. Keep us in communion with all your saints and bring us with them to the joy of your eternal kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
And friends, we remember too those from our congregation whom we have lost this year. Remember before you, O God, the members who have entered into your eternal care this past year. We remember Jeanette Agnew, Kevin Ward, Rudy De La Rosa, Dean Hill, as we remember these beloved saints, strengthen us to follow Christ in our own time and place, that we too may be gathered into your harvest of eternal life, where suffering and death will be no more. Through Jesus Christ, the God and gracious, good and gracious shepherd.
Amen.
Invite the congregation to stand now for the light of our reconciliation. In remembering the saints, we remember too our own need of grace. For the same mercy that welcomed them now welcomes us. Let us confess our sin before God and one another. God of mercy,
we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be your faithful people. In your compassion, forgive us our sins and renew us by your Spirit, that we may walk in newness of life. Amen.
Hear the good news. The God of all grace, who has called you to eternal glory in Christ, restores, supports, strengthens, and establishes you. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven, and you are reconciled to God and to one another.
Amen.
You may be seated.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship, us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Feast of victory for our God. Alleluia.
Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. Power and riches and wisdom and strength.
Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen.
And we invite our children forward for our children's message. How are you guys today? Enjoy the sun later today?
Yes.
Yeah, enjoy it, because what's going to happen tomorrow?
Rain.
Well, it just so happened that I wanted to talk about rain. You know, some days it rains, right? And today, we remember that some days it rains really hard, but we're not really talking about rain. Sometimes life is just hard. Do you guys recall a really sad day?
Yeah.
You want to share? You don't have to. What's something that's really sad that happened to you? That's okay. You don't have to share because it's hard. It's personal. But we all have been there, right? Congregation, you all had really sad days. And some days it's really sunny, too. And some days are really happy. Like today it's sunny. So you're going to go out and play in the sun, right? What's your favorite game to play in the sun? Got the soccer player in the front row.
Yes.
Soccer? We like playing soccer. Yeah. So there's games we play in the sun. There's moments of the sun, happy moments, and we have sad moments. But is it possible that it can be sunny and rainy at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially in Oregon. Right. And then what happens when it's both sunny and rainy?
Rain. Rainbow.
Yeah, the rainbow comes out. In fact, you need to have both sun and the rain for the rainbow, right? And so today is a day like that. Today is a day where we remember in sadness people we've lost, family members who've gone before us, and remember the hope and the joy of our faith, which is that God loves us all and that Christ is here and that our loved ones still live in Christ. And that, my friends, equals the rainbow of our service today. That we hold these two things in tension. So let us pray. On the count of three, we'll bring our hands together. One, two, three. And repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for the rain.
Thank you for the rain.
Thank you for the sun.
Thank you for the sun.
Thank you for the rain.
Thank you for the rainbows.
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
A reading from the book of Daniel. Hear now the word. In the first year of King Belshazzar of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head as he lay in bed. Then he wrote down the dream. I, Daniel, saw in my vision by night the four winds of heaven stirring up the great sea, and four great beasts came out of the sea, different from one another. As for me, Daniel, my spirit was troubled within me, and the visions of my head terrified me. I approached one of the attendants to ask him the truth concerning all this. So he said that he would disclose to me the interpretation of this matter. As for these four great beasts, four kings shall arise out of the earth, but the holy ones of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, forever and ever. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
We'll sing the psalm this morning. It's found on page 6 of your bulletin. I'll begin with the light print. Please responsively sing the dark print. Alleluia, sing to the Lord a new song. God's praise in the assembly of the faithful.
Let Israel rejoice in their Maker.
Let them praise their Maker's name with dancing. Let them sing praise with the tambourine and harp.
For the Lord takes pleasure in the people and adores the poor with victory.
Let the faithful rejoice in triumph. Let them sing for joy on their beds.
Let the praises of God be in their throat, and a two-edged sword in their hand.
To wreak vengeance on the nations, and punishment on the peoples.
To bind their kings in chains, and their nobles with links of iron.
To inflict on them the judgment decreed. This is the glory for all God's faithful ones. Hallelujah.
A reading from the letter to the Ephesians. Hear now the word. In Christ, we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of Him who accomplishes all things according to His counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of His glory. In Him, you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in Him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of His glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know Him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may perceive what is the hope to which He has called you, what are the riches of His glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of His power for us who believe, according to the working of His great power. God put this power to work in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at the right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And He has put all things under His feet and has made Him the head over all things of the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice on that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And everyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I know I say it a lot, but two truths can exist at the same time. A truth of sadness and grief and the hope of the gospel can exist in one moment. And that is what I think the brilliance of the wisdom of the church is that at least once a year, we come together to mourn and remember and to grieve. And friends, this is incredibly countercultural. We live in a world that says you need to have that stiff upper lip. Even in the movies, we have that famous line, "There is no crying in baseball." And even our greetings as we greet one another is pretty standard, right? How are you doing? Standard mechanical answer, fine, and you. It's a meaningless phrase. It just means hello. It's so meaningless that that's why the computer was able to figure out how to respond when you type it in the computer. How are you? I'm fine. How are you? But at least once a year, we pause and we say, hey, no, it's not okay. I'm not fine. And as a community, we will grieve together. There's also something much more profound in just that as a community, we will hold each other's grief. There's a part that says part of the human condition. Human reality is to suffer and to lose. None of us will get out alive, and all of us will encounter grief and loss and pain and tears. That is what it means to be human. The incarnation calls us not to try and escape being human, but to go fully into it. We know by the time the Gospels start, the Gospel account is written, or the stories about Jesus, the time when Jesus became on his public ministry. I'm having a hard time speaking today. By the time he started his public ministry, his father that he grew up with, Joseph, had already died. We know that Jesus stood at some point at the grave of his father, his earthly father. He suffered the pain and the loss. Our Gospels recall that Jesus wept. We are called, invited as followers of Christ to enter fully into humanity, fully into what it means to be. And that part means, friends, that tears are holy, that this is part of being faithful. And to that note, it doesn't reduce that note. But the second movement today is that of hope. We hold the tension together. And there's no passage in Scripture that quite holds this tension together more for me than a writing in St. Paul in the Thessalonians, to the Thessalonians. And he says, I don't want you to be as if you have no hope. And you can put that positively to say, grieve, but do it hopefully. But what does that mean, friends? Well, it appears, and we get this from the book of Acts, that Paul's time in the town of Thessalonica was very short. He kind of came in, he was ran out by some opposition, didn't have a lot of time to spend with the church. And so the church didn't grow up quite, as we would say, thinking the right things. So it appears that what they thought was that only those people who are currently living when Christ returned, and remember, they thought it was going to happen really fast, would be allowed to enter into the kingdom. So I'll say that again so you're following that. Only those people currently living, alive when Christ returned, would be welcomed into heaven. And so you can imagine the double set of grief when in this small church community the members started dying. Right? Not only are they grieving the loss of their loved ones, not only are they grieving the loss of their family, but they're then stuck with this guilt that this person has now, because they died too soon, has missed the resurrection completely. The double bind, the double grief. And Paul writes and says, no, friends, you've misunderstood that. Continue to grieve for your loved ones. But understand, the hope of the gospel is this. Christ has already risen from the dead. That life that is poured out, that resurrection life, is to us all now. And death does not separate us from that life. So there is hope. There's also, I think, something far deeper than just hope of a future event. And it's wrapped up in this word we say, remembrance. We say it every week, friends. We have this meal in remembrance of me. But remembrance is not about recalling an event in the past. It's not for the nerds in the room to figure out an historical event or a historical time. Remembrance is about calling to the present the power of the past. We remember Christ's Last Supper because Christ is with us now. We remember the saints. Because the saints, friends, are with us now. This is what I think our Catholic and our Orthodox siblings get right when it comes to the saints that we overlook. See, to them, for them, praying the saints is okay. Why is it okay? Because the saints are living, friends. They have that part correct. We think of the saints as, well, who knows, not living and not with us. They embrace this truth. The saints are with us. We remember them because they are with us. And I know in our Lutheran piety we don't pray to the saints, but friends, I'm telling you, you come to me with prayer requests all the time. Why are we not allowed to bring our prayer requests to another living saint if they are already in heaven? They get that part right. The saints are with us. We remember them today. And in a day of two balancing acts, both holding our sorrow together and our hope together in this mix, we come to this table where once again we are told that this is Christ's body for us. friends. That all includes all the saints. We mean it in our liturgy when we talk about how all the saints and the heavenly choirs in heaven are singing with us, or they are singing with us, they are eating with us, they are with us now. For we are all in Christ Jesus, who is our life, who is our future, who is our past, and we are all together for Christ. Body is with us all. Amen.
Amen.
Gathered with one voice, we offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all in need. God of all that is, delight in the praises of your people and revive the spirit of your church. Move through us with boldness so that we proclaim the gospel of Christ throughout the world. Renew and revive pastors, deacons, and lay leaders. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of the beginning, give us the courage to advocate for environmental policy that will ensure a viable future for generations to come. Restore desolate places to health and flourishing. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of all our days, guide the leaders of governments, nations, municipalities, and all those seeking office. Accompany election officials and volunteers. Dismantle injustice and oppression wherever it is found. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of comfort in troubled times, we pray for those in need of protection and care, especially Joe, Carol, Misty, Annette, George, Vince, Dietmar, Michael, Marty, Victor, Corinne, Julie, Dan, Paul, Mike, Kenneth, Tracy, Emma, Catalea Neve and her parents and grandparents, Ed, Meredith, Bennett, Jean, Steve, for immigrants and refugees, that they may be treated justly, their dignity honored, and their rights upheld. For victims of war and violence, for victims of natural disasters in our nation and around the world, and also for those people whom we name aloud or in our hearts. Trusting that you are constant in mercy, protect those who seek safety and solace. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of what is yet to come, encourage and inspire those who give their time, talent, and treasure in service to your church. By their commitment, further the work of ministry in this place, and uplift your gospel. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of time and space, we give thanks for the faithful departed. Sustain us in hope of our eternal unity in Christ. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We offer these and all our prayers to you, O God, trusting in your grace and unyielding love. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
I invite you now to share the peace of Christ with those around you.
Thank you.
remind us all to come back together and to please stand for our offering hymn. Promising to fill them with good things. Fulfill that promise through us and these your gifts. Nourish us with the abundance of your feast and unite us to this blessed body of Jesus Christ, our Savior, now and forever.
Amen.
And gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. "This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." For as often as we eat of this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Remembering, therefore, his command, we give thanks to you, O Lord God Almighty, not as we ought, but as we are able. We ask you to accept our praise and thanksgiving, and with your word and Holy Spirit, you bless us, your servants, and these, your own gifts of bread and wine, so that we, and all who share in the body and blood of Christ, may be filled with heavenly blessings and grace, and may be formed to live as your holy people. To you, blessed Trinity, be all honor and glory in your holy church, now and forever.
Amen, amen, amen.
Gathered together, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our
Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
You may be seated. Friends, this is the table of God for all the people of God, and all who are gathered here are welcome to come forward and commune at this table. All means all, which means all, which means all. In a moment, the ushers will come forward and we ask you to fill in our communion rails from right to left. You may receive communion either standing or kneeling, only come with your hand extended, and you will receive the bread in your hand. And then when the wine is passed around, we ask you to reach in and either take the red cup, which is wine, or the clear cup, which is grape juice. If you wish to come forward and only receive a blessing, come with your arms crossed, to know that all who come with their hands extended will receive. For this is Christ's body, given for all.